Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchick covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Staub moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1. Tigers. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Bill Laxton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Brett moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Paquette moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Royals. Ray Bear now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paquette moves to third. Potek moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Potek scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nelson moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. There goes Otis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Paquette moves to second. It's 10-2, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Quirk moves to second. Steve Grilli now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Nelson hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards Scribner. Scribner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scribner. Paquette scores. Quirk scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 12-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. George Brett now playing shortstop. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Hal McRae. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grilly, and towards Scrivener, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scribner strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards the mound. Splitorf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-1 in the game. Saleta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Al Cowens. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. LaFleur is chasing the ball. Paquette rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 17-2, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. There goes Otis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Brett moves to second. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-2 in the game. Saleta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Brett scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 20-2, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 20, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 20-3, Royals. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Staub moves to second. It's 20-4, Royals. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 20-5, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 20-6, Royals. Jason Thompson pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley scores. Two outs. It's 20-7, Royals. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Royals 20, and the Tigers 7. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Manuel now playing shortstop. Bruce Kim now catching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 21, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.